Continuing our effort to meet the candidates in my riding, Vancouver Kensington, I'm joined on the line this afternoon by Patrick Wong, the incumbent and the BC Liberal candidate. Last week I spoke to the NDP challenger, David Chudnovsky, and from now until Election Day, I hope to speak with all of the other candidates who will be on the ballot here in Kensington. Patrick Wong was first elected to the British Columbia Legislature representing Vancouver Kensington in 2001. He was appointed Minister of State for Immigration and Multicultural Services in September 2004. Please welcome to thecommentary.ca the Honourable Patrick Wong. Good afternoon, Minister.
Hi, good afternoon. Patrick Wong.
Thank you for joining us. Minister, CKNW reported on Thursday that the NDP is, quote, crying foul over your appearance at the Chinese Cultural Center, handing over a $80,000 check from the government in your capacity as a minister. Do you think it was appropriate for you to attend that photo op when the legislature has been dissolved and the government is in a caretaker mode?
The check, in fact, was given by the government to the Chinese Cultural Center a couple months ago, before the writ was drawn. And I was invited to attend a celebration party.
I see. And so the NDP's criticism then is unfounded?
Definitely is unfounded.
Have you ever, the Chinese Cultural Center, you'll forgive me for asking, but they haven't donated to your campaign, have they?
No, this is a non-profit organization.
Right.
And they need the money.
Right.
I don't think they have any money to donate.
Okay. Everything that's happening in Ottawa, I thought I'd ask. Do you live in Vancouver, Kensington?
Yeah, I have so many friends, relatives that live in Vancouver, Kensington. I come to the riding almost every day. I spend more time in the riding than at my home.
Do you think the criticism, though, that you don't live in the riding, do you think that that has prevented you from representing the constituents well these last 4 years?
Yeah, I don't think sleeping in the riding means that makes people qualify to become an MLA. The thing is that people in the Vancouver Kensington knows me that I've been working really hard for them. I bring the voice to the government, and through the Better Community Network, I garner 32 scholarships for the students of our two high schools, John Oliver and Charles Tupper. And I assisted the Little Mountain Neighborhood House to obtain a $2 million for Winslow Grant to build a new facilities for the seniors, parents, and children. You know, I also assisted to obtain much-needed grant for $400,000 for the Millennium Sports Center to complete its final phase of the building project for the gymnastic and the lawn bowling programs. So I'm really pleased, actually, to see another $300,000 grant made to the parent advisory committees for schools in my riding. And more than that, I help equip a bicycle patrol program to fight crimes. So I've been doing a lot of things for the community. So people know me that I've been working so hard, so that's why I need their support. And I'm sure that my name and my hard work will be recognized.
Have you enjoyed the job these last 4 years? Has it been challenging?
Definitely challenging. I spend most of the time at work, and I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she miss me a lot every time I go home, and she really like to talk to me and say she miss me a lot. But the thing is that because of the community involvement, because of my job responsibilities, I have to work hard for the people in Vancouver, Kensington. And I know at the time, at 2001, I make that commitment. I have to fulfill that commitment to help and make sure the people in Vancouver, Kensington will have a voice in the government, and I'll do my best to help as an MLA to contribute to the community.
Your opponent, Mr. Chudnovsky, was on this interview segment last week, and he said that there were a lot of constituents in the riding who are concerned about your government's policy with regards to the environment, to education, and health care, and his criticism of you is that you have been an enthusiastic and uncritical supporter of the Premier's agenda. How do you respond to that criticism?
I'm sure the people know that I've been working hard for them. And as far as the policy is concerned, I know that the government has spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort in promoting and getting the health care in order. You know, we inherited a mess in 2001 from the NDP. It definitely will take some time to make good all this kind of mess. So I know we are working hard, and I'm sure that we're able to see the result. And in 2001, people told me that a lot of people are moving out of the province to Alberta. 50,000 youth moved out of the province because they didn't have the hope. They couldn't find jobs in British Columbia. Now, these people are coming back and help build our province. And our economy right now is firing in all cylinders. Our job, we have created over 2,000 jobs since 2001, which is a leading province in the whole country. And together with that, we provide a very good and favorable environment to attract foreign investments coming to British Columbia. And we are for the middle and low-income taxpayers, BC is the only province that's the lowest in personal income tax. For people with $15,000 and $500 income, or less than $16,000 personal income, they don't even have to pay any dollar of personal income tax in British Columbia. You see, the way is that we have been working so hard and make sure that all people will benefit with the long-term benefit that our government has been doing. I know people are tightening the belt, but the thing is that this is the step we need to take in order to have a long-term benefit.
Have you, in your 4 years as MLA, have you ever been critical of your government's policy?
There are many opportunities that, for instance, at a time when the government suggested that they want to get rid of the senior bus passes.
Right.
And I talked to the premier, I talked to the ministers at that time. I even drove to meet with Minister Cole in Vancouver Island and to his constituency office and talked to Minister of Transport. And I said, on the day when I met with the premier at PNE during the Chinese New Year celebration, I said, look, premier, sitting in front of us, there are many, many seniors. But if you're going to get rid of that senior bus pass program, we won't be able to see them next year. And he said, is this, what should we do? I said, because the senior bus passes with $45 a year, which is a great benefit, a very important benefit to the senior, because they need the transportation to go out of the home to visit friends, to attend events, programs, so that they are able to be a part of the community. So 10 days after that, and the premier openly said in the TV program, said that he was going to reinstate that program. I'm really happy to see the work that I have done is fruitful. The other thing is that for the inner school funding, and at one time the Minister of Education said that she was going to cut that funding.
This was like the hot lunch program, right?
Hot lunch program.
Yep.
Yeah, I work with other MLAs. We held so many meetings with the minister. We even met with so many constituents, school principals, students. We knew that that's a strong demand of that. So I fought hard for the people, for the students, for the parents, and now the program in fact, has been reinstated. This kind of work requires a lot of effort, and I've been doing this. Also, like for instance, there are so many other things. I don't know whether you want me to detail it.
Well, but the other thing that I wanted to bring up was I've gotten a number of emails when you were first elected about your constituency office being locked, as well as you not being accessible to constituents. How do you respond to, you're telling me now that you've been part of the community, that you've been working hard. There have been some people who say that you haven't been accessible.
My work as an MLA does not mean that I have to sit in the office all the time. I have staff working there, and if any constituent wants to make an appointment with me, in the past 4 years, I have over 2,000 cases in our constituency office, which I personally attended. So I spend time not just in the office. I attended a lot of meetings with the constituents. I attended a lot of parties, even barbecue, block parties, coffee, and donut meetings with the constituents in all part of my riding. So I try to give give the constituents as much time as possible, and I like to go out and meet with them, the outreach with them. I think this is more effective than sitting in an office. But if I'm required to meet with them, I'm always available and accessible.
A challenge for your leader, the Premier, and polls have shown this for nearly 10 years now since he's been the Liberal leader, is that he's difficult to warm up to. Women don't seem to sort of like him that much. He doesn't poll very high with them. There's this coldness. You've worked with him. You've served under him. You know him probably more than we do. Is that a challenge for you, his austere coldness, the sense that he isn't he doesn't have much of a personality? Is that a concern for you as you get reelected in the riding?
I'm telling you, as been so the last 4 years that I've been working with the Premier, I know him much in a personal environment, and he's so friendly, he's so compassionate, and I'm telling you, he's one of the best friends that I have been working with in my life. And so I really, you can look during this election, more than half, almost half of the people, the new person seeking for new election are women. Now you can understand why they are so much attracted to work with him, and hopefully in a new government.
The STV referendum, have you taken a position on that?
This will be voted on by all British Columbians in the time of May 17. So I don't think I should make any comments to influence the decision at this point of time.
Your party isn't taking a position, is it?
No, but I don't think our party is taking any position, because this is the first time that the Premier and the Cabinet make the decision to put it into a referendum and allow all British Columbians to make a choice and to make a decision. And it's the first time that we have a citizenship assembly ever set up for this specific purpose in Canada. We are the leading province, so we are the sample of showing that British Columbia is democratic and is open for all British Columbians to make the decision, even in a way that how the MLAs should be elected.
I'm looking at the Ipsos Reid poll that came out on Friday, and it says that 64% of British Columbians know nothing or very little about the STV referendum and the proposal. Don't you think that as an MLA, as a cabinet minister, as a member of the governing party, that Liberals have a responsibility to participate in this debate, to say where they are, whether they're voting yes or no?
I think the Citizen Assembly, in fact, is a body set up for this purpose, is the responsibilities of this body to publicize this to all British Columbians. And they have the website, they have public meetings in all areas of the province. So I think as MLA, I don't think we should give our own personal opinion. Of course, we still have a say in voting that when we go to the poll ourselves.
I read somewhere that you're a federal Liberal. Is that true?
I participated like many British Columbians as an immigrant. I understand that federal liberal is in fact at the time of Trudeau gave immigrants the right to come to immigrate. So I'm sure that a lot of people, particularly immigrants, in fact are thankful to Trudeau's work.
Your riding overlaps with Vancouver Kingsway, which is a federal liberal riding. Do you think that what's going on in Ottawa now with the sponsorship scandal, do you think that will that there's some negativity there that will affect your campaign, and that some of the supporters of the federal liberals may just in fact stay home on the 17th, and that'll hurt your campaign?
We had some questions about that, because some of them are confused between the federal liberal.
They confuse the two of you together, right?
But provincial liberal is totally different from the federal liberal. So it takes us a lot of effort to explain to them. So I think people are now getting more information and now are able to make a decision and understand that the BC liberal is different, is totally different from the federal liberals.
So what's going on in Ottawa won't hurt you on the 17th, right?
As long as we keep explaining to them and they know that, so I think the impact will be minimal.
When you travel the riding and you're talking to constituents as you campaign, what are some of the concerns that they bring to you about this election, about the future of this province?
Yeah, definitely, like health, education, the major issues, and also like crime rate is definitely on the rise. And so there are several concerns. But education is so important. That's why I took it as my priority. I talked to the school principals, teachers, students. I know Sir Charles Tupper School, John Oliver School, the only high schools in my riding. Students need care from the community. That's the reason I initiated a better community network. I garnered 32 scholarships from friends, organizations, and showing that the community cared about them. So I like to do more for the students, for the schools, and for the parents in the future.
Your opponent, Mr. Chudnovsky, as you know, is the former head of the BCTF. Education, I talked to him last week. We talked about education for a while there. It seems to be a priority of his as well. Where do you differ from him?
The difference is that is him as the former president of the Teachers Federation, and he has never put the students first. He has only worked for a group of his union members. The thing is that he tries to take away the right of the students to go to school, and he allows teachers to go strike, which is different, because as a liberal government, we have already legislated that school is our essential service, and we are protecting the students' right, and we'll make sure that students will be allowed to go to school for every day that they are required. So I think this is the major difference. And one of the other thing is that I like to see more parents who participate in the school's activities. And because of that, they are able to help the teachers and also can coordinate with the teachers to make sure the students can learn from there, and also have a good bridge between the families after school. But unfortunately, my opponent has been against it, and he has never allowed to expand the parents' activities in school. So I'm really concerned about this. I'm really concerned about the students. I'm really concerned about the parents. I have to say, I want to make sure that education is my priority, make sure that all the students will have the right to go to school. This is very, very important because personally, I'm telling you, I didn't have much opportunity to go to school. I tried my best, even at work, at my age 17, I have to take night schools to make myself educated. So, in my whole career, my background is a chartered accountant. I have my degree in obtained in Simon Fraser University, and then I proceed with getting a chartered accountant degree. I know education is very important for anyone in British Columbia because we are facing a global competition in the world. We need to equip ourselves and make sure that our students are able to go to school as required.
Finally, Minister, I'd like to ask, how confident are you about your chances on the 17th? Do you think you'll win?
I'm sure that people in Vancouver, Kensington, know that I've been working so hard for them. I tell you that the hard work in my past 4 years will be recognized. I help the people to get their voice heard. For instance, like at the Fraser Street and 41st, and there was a land rezoning development plan. And I help the residents in the neighborhood to voice their concerns. And we set up the public meetings. And also, they have an opportunity to tell the city of Vancouver that they oppose to that. And I did my every best to get a voice heard, not just to the government of the provincial, but to anywhere that the constituents want me to help. I'm there, I'm accessible, I'm always available to help the constituents. So I'm sure that my hard work in the past 4 years will be recognized on May 17th.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck to you on your campaign.
Thank you very much. I really need your help.
Thanks very much. The Honorable Patrick Wong is the Minister of State for Immigration and Multicultural Services and the MLA for Vancouver.